Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, 48 yuan for a drink, waste or worth it?
Let's get into it. Leo, let me ask you something. Last Wednesday, I bought a drink, a bubble tea, from that new shop near the office, the one with the long line every afternoon. You know the one, pink sign, white cups, always a queue at 3 p.m.
Oh, I know the one. The cups are really pretty. Pink and white. How much was it?
48 yuan.
48. For one drink, how big is it?
Normal size. Maybe this big. I know. But Leo, it was 35 degrees outside. The air conditioning in our office was broken. I had just finished a two-hour meeting that went absolutely nowhere. Three people talked. Nothing was decided. And I left with a headache. I walked out of the office, saw the line, and I thought, you know what? I deserve this. So I waited 15 minutes in the heat. I ordered the most expensive thing on the menu, the special one with cheese foam on top. I took that first sip through the straw, and for 5 minutes, I felt perfect.
Okay, I believe you felt perfect. But 48 yuan. That's a meal at the noodle place downstairs. That's 2 days of lunch. That's a month of instant coffee. That's half a book.
I know what it costs. I looked at the receipt and my brain said, that's a lot. But my heart said, I don't care. And you know what? I don't regret it. Not one yuan.
Not one yuan? Really?
Really. Because here's the thing. I didn't think about the money while I was drinking it. I just enjoyed it. The sweetness, the cold, the little pieces of tapioca at the bottom. I sat by the window, watched people walk by, and for 10 minutes, I wasn't thinking about work or my to-do list or anything. I was just there.
I get that. I do. But I can't do it. I can't spend that much on something that's gone in 10 minutes. I need something that lasts. A book I can read for a week. A pair of shoes I can wear for 2 years. A good meal that fills me up for hours. A drink, it's gone before you know it. And then what do you have? A memory of sugar water.
But that's exactly why I like it. It doesn't last. It's a small moment. It's not supposed to be forever. It's just a pause, a sweet, cold pause in a hot afternoon. You don't judge a sunset because it only lasts 15 minutes, do you?
That's actually a good point. I don't have an answer to that.
Think about it. When do you actually stop during the day? Really stop? You work, you eat at your desk, you scroll on your phone, you fall asleep. But a drink like that, you hold it. You feel the cold through the cup. You take a sip, you put it down, you take another sip. For 10 minutes, you're not doing anything else. You're just drinking. And that to me is worth 48 yuan.
When you put it that way, it sounds almost like a ritual.
Maybe it is. A tiny, expensive, sugary ritual. And I'm okay with that.
Okay, so for you, the value is in the experience, the moment, the pause.
Exactly. And for you?
For me, the value is in the utility. How long does it last? What do I get out of it? Can I use it again tomorrow? If the answer is no to any of those, I feel like I wasted my money.
So we're both right. We're just measuring value differently.
I guess we are. But I still think 48 yuan is too much for sugar water.
You're impossible, but that's exactly what I want to talk about today. Why do two reasonable people look at the same thing and see completely different value?
Okay, Let me try a different angle. I'm not saying you're wrong to spend 48 yuan on a drink. I'm saying the way you spend your money says something about you. It's not about the number. It's about what you choose to spend it on.
I agree. So what does your spending say about you?
Me? I spend money on things that last, a good pair of headphones, a solid backpack, a coffee machine that I use every single morning. I don't buy things that disappear. I buy things that stay.
That sounds very reasonable, but let me ask you this. Do you actually use all those things, or do you just like the idea of owning them?
That's a good question. I do use my headphones every day, but the coffee machine, I used it for 2 weeks. Then I went back to instant coffee because it's faster.
So you spent 800 yuan on a coffee machine that you used for 2 weeks. And I spent 48 yuan on a drink that gave me 10 minutes of pure joy. Which one is the better deal?
Okay, fair. That's fair. But at least I still have the coffee machine. It's sitting on my counter. I could use it again tomorrow.
But you won't. You said it yourself. You went back to instant coffee. So the machine is not a thing that lasts. It's a thing that sits. And every time you look at it, you feel a little guilty.
I do. I look at it and think I should use it, but I don't. And then I feel bad.
That's the difference between us. When I spend money on something, I enjoy it fully. I don't feel guilty. I don't think about it later. But you spend money on things that are supposed to last. And then you feel guilty when they don't change your life.
So you're saying I'm the one with the spending problem?
I'm not saying you have a problem. I'm saying we both have patterns. My pattern is spend on small experiences. Your pattern is spend on things that promise to make me better. And neither of us is completely honest about it.
That's uncomfortable, but I think you're right.
Remember yesterday, we talked about free time and cheap eats. You said a 3 yuan hot dog from the convenience store was the best thing you ate all week. And I agreed with you because it wasn't about the price, it was about the moment. The hot dog was worth it because you were hungry, it was cold, and it was exactly what you wanted.
Right? That hot dog was worth every yuan. And I didn't feel guilty about it at all.
Exactly. So the value of something is not in the price tag. It's not even in how long it lasts. It's in whether it gives you what you need at that moment. A hot dog, a bubble tea, a coffee machine you never use. They're all the same. They're just trying to give you something. The question is, are you honest about what you actually need?
So the real question is not, is this worth it? The real question is, what am I really buying?
Yes. When I bought that 48 yuan drink, I wasn't buying sugar water. I was buying 10 minutes of peace. When you bought that coffee machine, you weren't buying coffee. You were buying the idea of a better morning routine.
And neither of us got what we thought we were buying. You got peace. I got a machine that makes me feel guilty.
I did get peace. So maybe I got the better deal after all.
You're never going to let me forget the coffee machine, are you?
Never. But that's the twist. It's not about the money. It's about knowing what you're actually paying for. If you know you're buying peace and you get peace, that's a good deal. If you think you're buying a better version of yourself and you just get a machine, that's a bad deal, no matter how much or how little you paid. Speaking of words, let's look at some of the words we used today because this topic is full of them. Words about value, spending, and what things are really worth. I think there are about 10 words that capture exactly what we were just talking about.
Let's do it. Give me the first one.
Number one, worth.
Worth. Adjective. Having a certain value, something is good enough to justify the cost. Is this drink worth 48 yuan? Or that hot dog was worth every yuan?
Number two, waste.
Waste, noun and verb. Using something badly without getting real value from it. 48 yuan for sugar water? That's a waste. Or I don't want to waste my money on things I don't need.
Number three, value.
Value, noun. How much something is worth to you, not just the price tag. The value of that drink was not in the sugar, it was in the moment. Or, we all measure value differently.
Number four, deserve.
Deserve, verb, to earn or have a right to something. I worked hard today, I deserve a treat. Or, do I really deserve this, or am I just making an excuse?
Number five, guilty.
Guilty, Adjective, feeling bad about something you did. I felt guilty after spending so much on a drink. Or, why do we feel guilty about spending money on ourselves?
Number 6. Treat.
Treat. Noun and verb. Something special you give yourself, a small reward. This bubble tea is my afternoon treat. Or, you don't need a reason to treat yourself. Sometimes Tuesday is reason enough.
Number 7. Last.
Last. Verb. To continue for a period of time. A drink only lasts 10 minutes. A good book lasts a week. Or, does something have to last a long time to be valuable?
Number 8. Moment.
Moment. Noun. A very short period of time. A small point in your day. That first sip was the best moment of my afternoon. Or, some moments are worth more than hours of ordinary time.
Number 9. Regret.
Regret. Verb and noun. Feeling sad or disappointed about something you did or didn't do. I don't regret buying that drink, not one yuan. Or, I regret buying that coffee machine. It just sits there and makes me feel bad.
Number 10. Experience.
Experience. Noun. Something you live through, an event or feeling that stays with you. The drink was not just a drink, it was an experience. Or, some people spend money on things. I spend money on experiences. Alright. Real talk. After all this, the bubble tea, the coffee machine, the hot dog, what's the actual takeaway?
I think it's this. We spend so much time asking, is this worth the money? But that's the wrong question. The right question is, what am I really buying?
What am I really buying? That's good.
When you buy a 48 yuan drink, you're not buying sugar and tapioca. You're buying a pause. When you buy an 800 yuan coffee machine, you're not buying coffee. You're buying the idea of a better morning. When you buy a 3 yuan hot dog, you're not buying meat and bread. You're buying a warm moment on a cold day.
So the price doesn't matter. What matters is whether you got what you actually wanted.
Exactly. And that's something only you can answer. No one else can tell you if your treat is worth it. Not your friends, not the internet, not me.
So next time I look at my coffee machine and feel guilty, I should ask myself, what was I really buying that day?
And if the answer is, I wanted to feel like someone who has their life together, then maybe the machine did its job. Even if you only used it for 2 weeks.
I never thought of it that way.
That's the mirror. Look at your last 3 purchases. Not the big ones, the small ones. The coffee, the snack, the thing you bought and felt a little weird about. Ask yourself, what was I really buying? The answer might surprise you.
And if I don't like the answer?
Then next time you'll know. And that's enough. You don't have to change everything. Just notice. That's the first step.
Notice. Not judge, just notice.
Exactly. So here's your tiny homework for tonight. Think about one thing you bought recently, big or small, and ask yourself, what was I really buying? Not what the receipt says, what your heart was looking for.
I like that. No guilt, no pressure, just a question.
Just a question. And maybe, just maybe, the next time you reach for your wallet, you'll pause for 1 second. And that pause, that's worth more than any drink. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.